So we've been off for 2 weeks. I went to New York with Soph for a week, which was nice. Then just kind of hung out at home. Dom, what did you do?
Sheringham in Norfolk.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Are you allowed back in Norfolk?
Yes, after the success of the local radio show, I've been welcomed back with open arms. Okay. In Norfolk.
Carrie, where did you go?
I went to a little village called Burswith in North Yorkshire for 2 weeks.
Dave obviously just stayed at home and went to the hospital.
Yeah, still here.
Alad, well, we did last. Rachel, where did you go?
I stayed in my lovely flat. DIY and went to a wedding.
It's not entirely true, is it? You spent 2 weeks in your local wine bars and pubs.
No, because
area.
2 weeks before that, I'd been to France and so drank the wine that I'd bought in France.
So you drank at home?
Yeah.
No, nice.
In my lovely new flat. And ate.
And Alad, where did you go?
I went to the island of Mykonos in Greece.
Ooh.
Why there?
I've been there before, a few years ago, and it's just lovely.
Yeah.
And it's a bit pricey, so, you know, none of the scummy lot there. So it's,
right, that's nice.
It's a joke. But no, we actually went out clubbing a lot and then did a lot of sunbathing the day, had a bit of sleep.
So who's we?
Me, Emil, the boy, my best mate Sven, and his partner, Rob.
What's with the boyf and Sven? Why are you shortening every word?
I didn't realise it did.
Did you have a nice holes? Yes, I went to Mix. And I got a sunt.
With Dav, Gav and Mav.
Yeah.
And Mark.
We went out every nah, and I got absolutely pit. It was brilliant.
Didn't realise I did that, sorry.
Sven.
So there's four of us, yeah.
When have you never called him Sven? You've never called him Sven.
Spencer sounds a bit formal, don't you think?
Spencer. So Mykonos for how long?
A week. Yeah.
Weather good?
It's brilliant, actually. Okay. Really nice weather.
So you're chilling out, you've forgotten about work, you're lying there in the sunshine. Run me through the thought process of why you suddenly go from chilling out in the sun to going, do you know what, I think it'd be a great idea if I recorded a video diary and I can put it on the website for everyone to see me in my Speedo.
I've been stressing about the fact that we did video blogs in the last holidays, you know, the naked ones. So I thought that I felt pressured to do a naked blog, but I couldn't think of a good reason why.
Right.
And then Dave sent through a text saying, ta-da, got a baby. And I thought, brilliant, what I'll do is I'll go online and let everyone know that he's had a baby. And if you want more details, tune in on Monday, which is when we're back.
You thought, brilliant, I'll undress myself down to my shorts on a beach in front of a load of men, and I'll sit on this large rock while doing a blogcast to the world.
No, I was...
I mean, it's an odd train of thought, Alan.
I already
even by
had
your standards.
My Speedos on, as it was, so I thought, out of respect, I wouldn't do the naked element of the blog, and I'll just do it as I was.
Right.
So me and my new friends that I made in Mykonos all decided to do a video blog.
And are you on... Because I don't know... Are you on a gay beach, or are you was it a very gay holiday?
They have large beaches and they start straight, so if you're completely heterosexual,
just
you're on one
over.
Side
you have to go on the right hand side.
If you go to the very left side, it's straight, then it goes bit not sure, bisexual.
What do you mean not
gay,
sure?
Well, you're not sure if you're gay or not.
Is that where the bifocal stands?
Exactly, in the middle. And then it kind of, as a sliding scale along the beach, becomes gayer and gayer.
So if you are far left, you are the most gay you could be.
No, left is most straight.
Right.
Sorry, far right. What was I thinking?
You've got your...
far right.
So far right is all Liberace and kind of parasols and stuff. Dogs in
the parasols were across the whole beach. It was just that the clientele got a little gayer the more
When my dad goes on holiday, he likes to walk up and down the beach because you get a better colour. If you walk in the water at the end of the right, you get a nice tan. Yeah. So you're saying dad should start on the left, start walking, get to the middle bit, look a bit confused, and then by the end, be mincing down the beach.
No, but he'll get a lot of attention as he walks because it does look like he's trying to get attention by the time you walk along the beach to the gay section.
Right. Because they're passing from one sort of, you know, zone into another, as it were.
It's kind of like a sexual tube line.
It's one big happy family.
Yeah. Zone 1 for straight people. This train will stop at zone 3 for the gays. Thank you.
Do you know what I like best about the video blog, Alan? Is the way that it's all to do with the people in the background more than you. Because you know on programmes where they obviously have extras and they say, you know, like on Home and Away or something, and they'll have people in the CAF and they'll be, you know, just making chit-chat in the background, or in EastEnders and the Queen Vic. They're just sort of making conversation like they're talking to each other while you're doing this holiday report.
Well, all they understood, because they were Italian on a Greek island.
All of them?
all Italian, yeah. And they understood BBC. And they asked me if I was from England. So I said Wales. So they went, ah, Diana. It's like, yeah, that'll do. Yeah, Wales. So they stood there and I said, I've got to do a little video for the BBC. Stay there. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
Italian.
I didn't know you were fluent in Italian now. Ah, yeah, for sure.
yeah, I'm sure
they go. So I did the video blog for you and the listeners, but it didn't come out as expected, because for some reason, there's a guy behind me decided to start playing with his pair of pants.
Wow. There's a very disturbing bit on this. When Alad describes his job as producer of the show, as soon as you say the word producer, the man-child behind you starts fiddling with his red Speedos, doesn't he? He pretty much pulls them down.
I think it's because I warned them all beforehand. No nudity. Do not do anything silly. This is a BBC. We don't do things like that.
But all eyes are drawn to this person.
Because that'd be a cock-up, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Yeah.
Exposing themselves in the background.
Listen, if you want to see it, here's what you do. Go to the website, which is bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you're listening live, you'll see my face right in the top, Chris Moyles. Click on that. Or just find the Chris Moyles pages. When you're in there, on the right-hand side, it says, read our blog, and then there is the video. You'll see it straight away. It's Alan sitting by a rock in a pair of shorts with 1, 2, 3, 4, what can only be described as random boys.
There's three more, if you notice. They kind of pop into the picture.
All right. What are they busy in the beginning, are they? They're making sandcastles.
That was Zan and Marco. Marco's right behind me. The guy who's standing, didn't know his name, so just called him D&G because he works there.
So, okay, so I have the audio, which I'm going to play. Is it edited or is it the same?
It's the same, but it's very windy.
Okay, it's very, very windy.
Sorry, lads, blowy.
I'm not surprised with all their men. Right.
They're my friends. Leave them alone.
You've just met them.
Well, yes, we do on holiday. You make new friends, don't you?
No, not like you!
Near a rock pool. Absolutely, we all do that.
They were on the right-hand side of the beach. It was fine.
The amount of people I went... You know, New York is the same as London. You can't smoke in places. The amount of people I'm stood outside smoking with going, hey, I don't suppose you fancy stripping down your Speedo so I can do a video vlog?
Try that and share yourself.
Try and share it. New York if you do that. All right, so here is Alan's video blog.
Hi, hello and welcome to a special holiday video blog for the Chris Moyles Show. I'm Alad, one of the two producers on the show. As you can see, working very hard to make sure that there's lots of brand new, innovative and exciting entertainment for the next programme when we come back off holidays. Just thought I'd let you know that Colin Dave's dad! Yay! Yesterday, they confirmed through a lovely little girl. I won't give you more details than that. We'll find out on the next show. But needless to say, both mum and dad are doing very well. Right, back to the work. If you want to find out more...
When you say back to the work, you point to the boys behind you.
I meant to go back.
Back to the work. We are ready for you, boss.
Monday morning on Radio 1 at 7 a.m. The Chris Moyles Show returns.
Oh, it's brilliant.
People are asking Alad whether they have sexuality checkpoints along the beach which have lifeguards.
No, they leave that to your own discretion.
Okay.
That guy on the left, right, the first guy you can see stood up, is wearing a pair of trunks, right, which are almost kind of halfway down his area.
Yeah.
And they're red and white striped like a deck chair.
It's to show the bumps. You know the sexy hip bumps you have?
No. I don't want to see his bumps. I'm all right.
Fine, Dominic, did you find this in Sheringham also?
Do you know what? The only thing you'd find in a rock pool in Sheringham is crabs.
Mm. And by the looks of it... anyway, go and have a look at Alan's gay video blog.
Oh, I've got a guess who, though.
All right.
That I can do later.
All right, save it and we'll do it in a bit.